the Sefer, since we learned in the Sefer, V'yim shochatu, let's say this person went and shechted the kvi, ain mechasen es domay. You're not allowed to be mechasen the dam. That's what it says. Mechlau then, the ratio, but this liaskinen. Hey, the Sefer says, if you made the shchit, ain mechasen. Rashi, we need to say kloima. Bishlei main shechten the ratio, it's work to a kamer. What you telling me? Don't say mishum kibbut yomtif. El Sefer the Tony, ain mechasen, the Sefer says, you're not allowed to be mechasen. Now, either leslei, chod mahani lechasois, like, why does the Bryce the Chazar over it again to say at the end that even if you made the Shchit, ain't Mechasin? Like, Pshit, you can't do it. If you don't have anything there to do it, Pshit, you're not allowed to do it. So, Bishlemi answered me the Reisha telling me the Chiddush that even Machma Sofik, you can't make the Shchit. But why does the Sefer have to say, V'yim Shochatu, if you did do the Shchit on the Kvi, still ain't Mechasin? So, Mechlal Tzurai Lechura, but the Yisle Yaskin, we're talking about, yes, you do have. So if you do have, the question is then, how come a kvi, why can't you make a shchita then? If you have something that you could make a kisa with, it's not muksam, then it's a question. Why can't you make a shchita on this kvi, on the suffix animal? What's the question? Maybe there's a mitzvah kisa, maybe there's not a mitzvah. Take the dirt, it's not muksam, cover it up anyway. So what kind of case are we talking about? This brisa that says, on a suffix kvi, even though you have dirt, you're not allowed to use it. So Gemara is like this, Elohim Marava. I tell you a svara, eifakira muchin levadai v'yein muchin nesofik. Eifakira, that's what we say if you have ashes in the oven. So from before yomtiv, you had a mind to use it. A person only has a mind to use it for something that I'm vadai 100% allowed to use for. If it's 100% purpose, for that I have das to use it. Aber v'yein muchin nesofik, something that's doubtful if it's to be used or not, a person does not have das to use it. Rashi muchin levada v'muchin l'sofik. Because talk about that hokakoma. Afgav v'dait l'chomil, even though a person thinks about everything, hach nesosu mielis. Even though when a person brings the dirt into his house, he has the mind to use it for anything, but the haver meaner is levadai, it only helps for something that has 100% use. V'yeinu mielis l'sofik. But it does not help for a sofik for doubtful use. That's the haver meaner. So Mora says, my timer, loy de kovid, Lesofik my timer. Why isn't the mukhan for sofik? Lesofik my timer loy. How come you can't use this efekira, the ashes, to cover up the dam of a kri, of a sofik animal, sofik chayah, to cover it guma? You have to tell me there's some isser involved right now, that by digging out the ashes, you're making a hole. For the Gemara, if that's the case here, so then vade namikur of it guma. Vade is also making a guma. What are you talking about? Or lav davka eshes here, even in Yehuda's case, where you brought the dirt into the house from before Yontif. But if you're going to tell me now there's some type of an issur involved, that by taking out the dirt, you're making a hole there, some type of a binyan, so even the vade should also be yasser. Elo, what do you have to say? Like we learned before, kidder Rabba Abba, that there's no issur about taking out the dirt, even though you're making a hole. Because since you don't have in mind to use the hole, there's no issur deraisa, some locha shen trich lagufa, it's only yasser with the rabbonin. And Mishum Simchus Yantu, the Rabbanu Mamaida. So I'll tell you, Hochi Namik, the Rabbanu, the same thing here also. So if so, El Asafik my timer. Why can't you use a Asafik then? Like it's a question. This Afer, or this dirt you brought into your house, you brought it in for all purposes. So the Havamina is, you brought it in for every purpose. So that it's not Muksa. So if it's not Muksa, why can't you use it by a Asafik? Why if you have a Asafik Kfi, a Kfi, that's doubtful if it's a Chayir or a Noif, why is Allah you can't make a shchita to make a kisui? Like there's no muksa involved. You brought this dirt in to be used. Why can't it be used for a sofik? So you have to say, my timer, dilma of the katisha. We're afraid maybe this dirt you're going to come and chop it up and you grind it, there'll be a malacha like teichin. For the Gemara, if you're sofik, you have a doubt about that, about this malacha, then vadei namin nigzer. Even though it's a vadei, let's say you have 100% chicken here, and there's a mitzvah kisui, it should also be yosef to use this dirt. Let's make a gzera. Maybe you'll have to chop off the dirt to grind it up, and there'll be the yisad rice of ketisha. So my answer is no. Vada nami is mishum ketisha. Mar vadai, if you have a chicken or a vadai chaya, that there is a mitzvah essay of kisadam, then we don't make any gzeras. Even if you do a malacha the rice of ketisha of grinding up this dirt, still it's mutter. Why? Ki ka'ovid ketisha. Even if the person now has to take this dirt and has to grind it up, chop it up a little bit into smaller pieces. So you're doing a malach of teichin of grinding. still it's mutter. Why? I'll tell you, osay esay v'dochi es leisasay. There's a mitzvah esay involved. What are you chopping up this dirt for? Because you want to do the mitzvah esay of kisi adam. So since you're having in mind now to do the mitzvah esay, the klal is esay is lecha leisasay. So if we're true, you're allowed to do the melacha on Yom Tov. Even though you're doing a melacha of teichin, grinding up the dirt, it's mutter mishun the mitzvah esay. Mashenka, this would be very good at Sofik though. We only have a kfi, this animal that's doubtful to us, whether it's a chayo or a behema, then there's no 100% mitzvah to make the kisya dam. It's only a suffix if there's a mitzvah altogether. So then you don't say yes to the chalos to say. You can't say you have a right to make the ketisha grinding up the dirt, because grinding up the dirt is a vada yisra the raisa. And the mitzvah kisya is only a suffix, that's why you're not allowed to do it. So this would be a terrace now. We're talking about the dirt you brought in, Taklaj of Yehuda. The dirt is not muksa. Now the reason why you say we can't use this dirt to cover up the kfi, because we have a xerah, maybe you come to crush up the dirt, which would be an issue deraisa, and that's awesome. Mashenken on a vadai, you're allowed to do it because there's no, it would say esa decholoysa say. So Mar says, no, you can't say at the klal of esa decholoysa say over here. Hey, Madi Armenian, when do I say this klal? Of osi esay v'dochias leisasei, that the Torah says you're allowed to do the leisasei, since you're going to be mekayim mitzvah sasei, could go in mila v'tzaras. Only in the case that if the tinuk, the zocher, has on his mokum orla, he has a tzaras. Now the mitzvah tzaras is the Torah says is alive, you're not allowed to cut off the tzaras off your body. You're not allowed to cut off a tzaras. Here that the tzaras is on the mokum amila, there's a mitzvah sasei to cut off the orla. So what do you do here? If you cut off the yola, do the mitzvah say, you're being over leisasei. So then we say the klal is, esay is decha leisasei. Yes, you're allowed to cut off the yola, because you're doing a mitzvah say, even though you're also doing a leisasei. That's the klal of esay decha leisasei. Inami, another case is sadeh metzitzis. In a case where you have your beged shell tzitzis, you want to put tzitzis on a beged that has klayim. You have klayim on the beged. The beged that says made out of linen. And now the tzitzis is made out of wool. So linen, pishtim, and semer is klayim. So here you're allowed to wear such a beged. Midiraisa, we hold you're allowed to wear a beged, even though the beged is made from linen, and the tzitzis is made out of wool. You're doing over a lav of klayim. But so what? Since at the time you're doing the mitzvah sasei of tzitzis, we say esa dechalos sasei. Now what's special about these two cases? The beidna, the kornek lav, the same time when you're being over the lav, when you're wearing the klayim, or when you're cutting off the tzaras, called mukim liyesei. At that same second, you're being mekayim the mitzvah say of mila, or the mitzvah say of levisha tzitzis. Then we say esa decholoi to say. Abahocha, what are we talking about here? The yidna de koneka lav, at the time when you're taking this dirt and chopping it up to make it into small particles, loy mukim esei. You're not being mekayim any mitzvah say. The assay first comes later. After you chop up the dirt, then you throw the dirt onto the blood to do the mitzvah assay. That comes later. So when the assay comes after the lav, then we do not say the klal of etzah decholos assay. So melech takashia then. You can't say we have a gzera, maybe you come to do an yisrael deraisa of ketisha, of grinding up the dirt, because that even a vadai should also be yosur. How could you make a kisa and a vadai animal on a vadai chaya, vadai chicken? Why isn't there a gzera? Maybe do the malach of ketisha. And you can't say yasa decholos assay. So Mara says, hold like kasha, that alone won't be such kasha. I'll tell you, the bahadir de kotish komachse. Maybe the person's talking about that he's mamish grinding up the dirt the same second he's throwing it on the blood. So that's called bidna. That's called the same second. In other words, while I'm throwing the dirt down on the floor to cover the blood, that's when I'm grinding it. So maybe that's also called bidna. So maybe I could say yasa decholos assay. But still the Gemara says it's no good. The safe side, anyway, Yom Tif Esay Veloys Asay. Every Malacha on Yom Tif, there's a mitzvah asay of Shvisa to rest on Yom Tif, has a mitzvah asay not to do Malacha, and there's also a Lois Asay not to do Malacha on Yom Tif. And the klal is, V'yein Esay Doichi Es Lois Asay V'yesay. After we say Esay is Doichi Lois Asay, only one Lois Asay by itself. The mitzvah asay of Tzitzis is Doichi the Lav of Klayim. But only because there's only a lois assay there. But when the essay has to go against another assay, then we say no, the essay can't be derech of the essay. I just got the terrorist here. Is the pshat is that when the lois assay has an essay with it, it's a stronger lois assay. So such a lois assay like Malach and Yom Tov, you can't be derech, essay can't be derech. But the other svar is no. We always say one essay can't weigh out another essay. Well, they always say, my essay. Who says this essay is better than that essay? If you have a lois essay and an essay, we say the mitzvah essay is more stronger than the mitzvah lois essay. When you have an essay connected to another essay, then you can't be doicha. So kol ponim, yomtif has a mitzvah essay to it. You have to rest on yomtif. So therefore you have no right to do the mitzvah kis yadam and be over the isra essay on shvisa. So back to the kasha, if we're afraid maybe you make a ketisha, it should be also even on a vaday. Say Elo Amar Papa. Papa says like Elo Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Eifer Kira. That the question was, we have the Chura Eshes in the oven that's Smuchin prepared from before Yom Tov. So if so, why can't we use these Eshes to cover up the Kvi or Suffolk Mitzvah Kisadam? I tell you, Dai Teil of Adai. The Svar is a person only has in mind at the beginning of Yom Tov to use it for 100% of Adai purpose. The Ein Dai Teil of Suffolk. But you did not have in mind to use it on a doubtful use. That's the svara. So therefore, true, you had in mind to use these ashes, but only for a vade purpose. So if it's a chaya or a chicken, that is a vade mitzvah say of kisyadam, then it's not muksi, you're allowed to use it. But it's only a kvi, a suffix, if there's a mitzvah or not, then this oy efer is muksa. It was not, you didn't have a das to use it for a doubtful use. The yazda rovlatam, rov goes according to his own svara. The yama rov said, Hichnis offer. Let's say somebody brought in dirt into his house before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. And he brought it in for the purpose of lechasas boitsoya. He knows he has kids in the house. Could be didn't have diapers then. And the kids make all in the house. So he wanted to use it to cover up the tsoya. That's why he brought the dirt into the house. He had a mind to use it to cover up the dirt. Is muta lechasas by dan tzipur. You are allowed to use this dirt also to cover up a dan tzipur. Like if you know before Yom Tov you're going to shech the chicken on Yom Tov. So the Chura Tzavada use. So you're allowed to use this dirt you brought in to use to cover up the dam also. What about dam tzipur? Let's say you brought this dirt in only at the beginning because you had in mind you want to make a shrita tomorrow with the chicken. And you know you'd have to have dirt to make the mitzvah kisli. So that's why you brought this dirt into your house before Yom Tov. You brought it in with intentions to use to cover up the dam of a shrita. Then we say, Rava says, also lachatas b'tzoya. You're not allowed to use it to cover up dirt or schmutz that comes out of the kids. And the reason is because it's only a suffix if there'll be schmutz. You don't know there'll be vadei tzoya on the floor. Vishklaim with a shchita, you know 100% you have in mind to shech the chicken tomorrow. So you brought this dirt in on Erev Yom Tov to use to cover up the blood. That's like a vada use. Do you know 100% you can have that use? Mashenke to be used to cover up the schmutz. It's not 100% there'll be schmutz on the floor. Maybe the kid won't dirty up the floor. Maybe there won't be any tzoya there. So you see, this is Rav Svara, that if you bring something in for a vade purpose, you only had intentions to use it for a vade purpose and not for a suffix purpose. Now, bloy yamin, abloy say, afilu hechnes eifel achazes boy dam tzipa. No. Even in the case that you brought the dirt in intentions to use it to cover up the blood of a shchita. So that's for a vade use. Still, mutal achazes boy tzoya. You are still allowed to cover up the tzoya. So, Pasha, he says, that's also called the vada use. That's not called the doubtful use. Like, it's very shchich, it happens often, there should be tzoya there, that's also called the useful. Something to be useful. Amid Marov, and Marov said like this, Pligi bo Rav Yosef Achoma Rabbi Zeret. So, Machlekes Rav Yosef Achoma and Rav Zeret. V'yamelo, some say, Rova Brei de Rav Yosef Achoma for Rabbi Zeret. That Chamod Chadama once says, Kvi, if you have a suffix animal, whether it's a chai or a behema, if there's a mitzvah kisi or not, hareyu kitsoya. It has the same halacha, we have the dirt, if you're allowed to use the dirt to cover up the shmutz that comes out of the body. The Chadama once says, no, Kvi ain't a kitsoya. Kvi is even worse. Kvi, since it's doubtful altogether, if there's a mitzvah kisi, that's not called the purpose at all. Marshenkin soya, since it's very shchiyat, you'll find schmutz in the house, and you want to use it for that, that's more korv levade. So Gemara says, Tistayim, the Rav, it's a raya, that Rav is the one, who the Yom, he's the one that says, Kvi harei kasoya. Yes, a kvi, this doubtful use to cover up the blood of a kvi, is the same malacha like soya, covering up soya. The Yom, a Rav said, Hech nis offer, lechasa is boit soya, if a person brought dirt into a south mare of Yom Tov, with intention to use his dirt. To cover up tzoya, shmutz to the point of the house on Yom Tov, mut lechatz boy dam tzipur. then it's muchin, even for the suffix of otsoya. So for sure, you're allowed to use it to cover up the blood of a chicken that you know, like before Yontif, 100% you're going to shech the chicken tomorrow. Mashenkein, dam tzipur, let's say you brought the dirt in before Yontif, because you knew you want to shech the chicken tomorrow. So you want to use this dirt now to cover up the dam of the chicken. The halacha is, also lechatzis by tzoya. You're not allowed to use this often now to cover up tzoya. So it's dying. So you see, Rav is the one that says that tzoya is called a suffix use. Just like a kvi, for sure, is called a suffix use. Because you don't know, kvi is a suffix if there's a mitzvah kisi or not. So to cover the blood of a kvi, for sure, is a suffix use. Rav says that to cover up tzoya is also called a suffix use. So Rav is the one that says tzoya is a doubtful use. It's not 100% there would be tzoya in the house. So if you brought the dirt in to be used to cover up the blood of a chicken, you're not allowed to use that dirt to cover up the shmutz, because it's doubtful if it will come out on Yom Tov or not, if it would have to be used or not. But Rami Breid the Rav Yeba Omar, Kfi, Hainu Taimud L'Bechassinon, he says a new reason. Maybe we're talking about Nataka true, you had dirt brought into the house before Yom Tov. And we hold like Rav Yehuda, if you brought the dirt in to be used, it's not muksa, you could use it for any purpose you want. There's such a case like that. You could have dirt in your house that's usable for any purpose. Then the question is, why does the Braisa say if you have a kfi on Yom Tov, you can't make the shchita because you're not allowed to make the kisya dam? Why not? Take this dirt that you have in your house, you're allowed to use it for anything, and cover up the blood. What's wrong? You're not doing any avera. The shchita you're allowed to do. The blood is on the floor. It's only a question of taking the dirt and throwing it on. There's no issur. Why not? That was the original kasha. So he has another terrace now. Rami Breid Rav Yehbi Omer Kfi, you know why you can't make the shchita and the kisa and the kfi and Yom Tov? Hainu time at Lan Chasinon Gzeru Mishum Ataras Chalboi. We're afraid that if people are going to see you make the kisa dam on Yom Tov, people are going to say this animal is a vaday chaya. That's why they're making the mitzvah kisa dam. And you know what the difference is? On an animal like a cow, the chela of the fat is also to eat. There's treif of fat in the behemoth. Ma'ashenken in a chaya, there's no treif of chelev. Chelev doesn't apply to a chaya. A chaya, you're allowed to eat any fat you want. A chicken, you can eat any fat you want. There's no with the chelev on a chicken or on a chaya. So Mela were afraid, if they're going to see you make the mitzvah kisya dam on Yom Tov, on this kvi, they're going to say for sure it's a chaya. And there's no with the chelev. All the fat you're allowed to eat. And it's not true. Since it's a doubtful, maybe it's a behemoth. On the tzad of Tzabahimah, you're not allowed to eat the chela of the fat of it. Certain fats you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, the Rabbanim did not want you to make a kisya dam on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, if that's the Svari Hochi, afilu b'chel nami. Even on the weekday, then, you should not make a kisya dam on it. Even in the middle of the weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the same thing. If someone is going to see you, shech this kvi, and make a kisya dam, they're going to think for sure it's a chaya, and you're allowed to eat the chela. So Gemara says no. B'chel amri l'naka chatzari hu tzarech. People say if you make a kisa in the middle of the weekday, they'll say, you know why this person is throwing the dirt over the blood? Not to do the mitzvah's kisa, but to clean his chatzar. He doesn't like to have a dirty chatzar. He doesn't want to have a backyard that has blood in it. Fred Gemara, Abishachat Biyashba, Michael Meima. What's going to be then if somebody shechs in a junkyard? So there, Lechura, nobody cares if it's junk. It's junk there anyway. So more dirt don't make anything wrong. So what's going to be in a case that you shech this kvi? In a junkyard, there even on a Monday and a Tuesday, how do we let you make a kisya dam? There people see for sure the reason why you're covering up the blood, because you hold it to chaya, so people come to eat the chelev then. If somebody comes to ask you a question, I have a kfi, I want to know when I make the shchita, am I allowed to make the kisya dam or not? What do you tell them? Like, how can we tell them, yes, there's a mitzvah kisya dam, they'll right away say that it's chelev is mutter then. So it must be like this. Ela b'chol like this. Inami nisafka. Amulei rabbonin zil torach. People won't come to make this mistake. Because in the middle of the weekday, if you shech the kfi, now people know a kfi is a kfi. Like they know it's not a cow. A cow everybody knows is a behemoth. A kfi is doubtful if it's a chay. It's not a deer either. Like you know for sure it's not 100% chaya. So people know a kfi is a suffix. So like this. If people will see you covering it up in the middle of the weekday, they'll say, you know why you're covering it up? Because the Rabbanan said, Minasafik, it's a doubtful if there's a mitzvah or not. So Minasafik, the Rabbanan said, in the weekdays, Zil Torach, go and bother yourself, to chasei, and cover up the blood. Mashenkin, the question is, B'yomtiv, though, on the Yomtiv will have a question. They'll say, Imasafka, if it's only a suffix, if this animal has a mitzvah kisi or not, Miyamrle Rabbonin Zotar v'chasei, would Rabbonin tell you, even on Yomtiv, to go and cover up the blood? That's why people will make a mistake. So on Yomtiv, we tell you, you can't cover up this blood. Even if you have dirt that's prepared before Yomtiv, it's not muksa. But we're afraid if you come and matriach yourself, bother yourself, to cover up the dam on Yomtiv, people say for sure it's a chaya, and you're allowed to eat the chalet. Man, that's wrong. Mashenka, on the weekday, there people won't come to learn. In the weekday, people will know that the Rabbanan said, even though it's only a suffix, if it's a chaya, go bother yourself and cover it up. Natanya Abzeira, Tony Abzeira, like Fiba Vadomra, La Filo Shachet Vein Machay Vyoy. When it's sarvul domon zeb zeh os lechas is b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to cover up on Yomtiv either. All right, we'll stop here. We'll open this again tomorrow. Let's come on. You're holding that chesem base. Yeah, again, farther on from the bottom. Tony Reb Zeru that like fi bovad omru, not only are kvi, that's the suffix animal. If it's an animal, whether it's a behemoth or a chaya, that if you shechted on Yomtiv, you're not allowed to be able to do the mitzvah kisi adam, you can't cover up the dam on Yomtiv. Elo afilo shorchat behem achaya v'yoyf. Even if you shechted a behema achaya v'yoyf, you shechted all these three. A behema, its blood does not have to have kisi. You shechted a chaya and a knife that does have. When it's arvul domim zebze, and all the three bloods mixed up together, you have now the blood of the chaya, of the oif, and the behema together. The halacha is also lechayse b'yomtiv. Today on Yomtiv, again, you're not allowed to make the mitzvah kisi adam. Because there's a suffix, one of the three bloods is blood of a behema, that there's no mitzvah. So you're not allowed to take the dirt to be matriach, to work, to take the dirt, to put it on top of the adam, shlele tzarech. Since it's a suffix, if you're doing the mitzvah or not, so on Yomtiv, you're not allowed to do it. The Torah, Tichavash says, lo mitzvah, ve'afilu b'yefa hakira. Even if you have dirt, or ashes that's prepared already from before Yomtiv, that's not muksa, but you're not allowed to be matriach yourself. To do something for no purpose, you shouldn't do it. That's a tremendous chiddush. Even though two of the bloods is mechuyim kisi adam, but since one is not, you can't do tircha. Omer Rabbi Yosi, bar Yosi Noi, loishanu, this was only learned, eloshen yochol lechsoisa betkirachas. Only if you can cover up all the three bloods with one shovelful. Then you have to do two shovelfuls, so we have to be afraid the second shovelful, maybe it's not touching the dam or the chaya, it's only going on the dam of the behema. Avol yochol lechseisa b'tekirachas. But if you could take just one shovelful, and with one shovelful, you'll cover up all the blood, then it's mutter. Then you're allowed to, because you're only doing one tircha, and Ramon HaShoch, you aren't being mekayim a mitzvah, because you for sure have some blood of the chicken there, and some blood of the chaya. The only question is, there's also blood of a behema mixed in. So if you could do it all in one shot, then pshit, you're allowed to do it, because you're being mekayim the mitzvah, and there's no extra bother. You're doing all the bother just for the mitzvah. So Rosh says, if that's the case, pshitah, of course you're allowed to do it. Like, why not? You're doing one shovelful to be mekayim the mitzvah, kis yadam, it's mutah. So Rosh says, yes, ma'at the time, I would have thought, nigzor, dekira achas, otoshtei dekiros, let's make a gezeri, you're not allowed to even use one shovelful. Because if you start to use one shovelful, we'll be afraid that next time you use two shovelfuls. And there, the second shovelful, you have no heter to do it. Kamash Blom, we don't make such a gzera. We say no, right now you could do it all in one shovelful, it's only one tircha. And for sure you're doing part of the mitzvah, so lochar is then you're allowed to take the shovelful and cover up the dam. We don't say gzera, maybe you do too. Omar Rabbah, Rabbah says a loch like this. Shochat tzipa me'erav yomtiv. If somebody shechted a chicken erev yomtiv, before yomtiv, and he didn't do the kisi adam, and the blood is still there on the floor, the halacha is ein mechatz nois of yomtiv. You're not allowed to do the mitzvah kisi adam now on yomtiv for a pasha to svarim, because you should have done it yesterday, like the bottom Rashi says. You should have covered it up before yomtiv. Aye, but why are we afraid you're not going to be able to eat it today? We're going to stop you from simchas yomtiv. So Rashi says, Leka, that's not true. Because even if you don't do the mitzvah kisi adam, you don't cover up the blood with dirt, you're still allowed to eat the chicken. In other words, once you made the shechita on the chicken is mutter. So anyway, you're allowed to eat the chicken now. There's no shalom simchas yomtiv. he just wanted to do the mitzvah, now we say no, since you could have done the mitzvah yesterday, so you have no right to do it now on Yom Tov. We're not mat you the tircha to do it on Yom Tov. What about